I never realised I didn't have a duvet until I had a duvet. I mean, those things didn't matter. What did matter, you know, the times when that I really remember was the joy of cuddling up to you, as I suppose is often the kind of thing a child would do with, well, hopefully a father as well, but particularly with a mother, that close proximity, well, you know,
it's like I say, I never regret anything to do with that period. And before, for that matter, but I'm glad I was 23 when I had you, because I had a lot of fun with you, boy fun, you know, and that was completely natural. Sometimes, you know, if you look at, say, somebody who's 45 or something and has a child for the first time, there's a degree of effort to, you know, I must take the children down the park and push them on the swings and go wee or whatever. But it was more natural when you're 23. You're still a kid really yourself, aren't you? As you probably realised, having gone past that age, you thought you were a man, but you weren't really. So we had a great deal of fun, and mostly it was. Yeah, it was great, really.
Do you disagree with me including you as another mother?
No. Well, I did. I was mother and father. I tried to calculate the things you might have had from a mother and to supply them. And we did cuddle a lot, and we did, you know, we did things that you might have thought of as a mother's role. But then, when you're, for example, in the early days, when you're at the school gates, you're conscious of being the only man there, and you know, that if you go up, well, there's two problems with engaging in the normal. I think it's maybe not a lack of sort of motherly breast or anything like that, but there's a social dimension to it, which is, you know, I was putting you in a situation, not consciously, obviously, but I was putting you in a situation of being slightly odd. Now, that would apply, that's what I'm saying about the clothing as well, you know. And there were probably women looking at, what is that little boy dressed in, doesn't, you know, this sort of, you know, I'd never felt it, but he looks odd. Or we didn't change your clothes nearly as often as the other children. You had, you know, I can remember you in about four outfits, and that probably they were there for about, you know, about a year later than they had to be or something like that. But you didn't have a great deal of thought to the way you were presented to the world and the way that we presented ourselves to the... I have to say, it's probably because I didn't give a shit, you know. I mean, you were my boy, and we were... And I hope still are very, very close. And it was, you know, us against the world. And you know, I was really happy for it to be so.